So next up is Judy Reeves. On her out to Paris, Frankfurt, and Bombay.
Judy, welcome to our time audience.
This is from my memoir. I'm leaving Paris at 11 p.m. It will take 5.5 hours on the train to get to Frankfurt, where I'll take another train to the Frankfurt airport. From there, I'll fly to Bombay. It will be a long journey. I booked a sleeping car. I won't sleep well. There will be men outside, standing by the WC, drinking and laughing, and they will finally come into the sleeping car and change the air. It will smell of them and of stale alcohol. This will keep me awake, and in my wakefulness, I will visit my loneliness, my fear, my confusion, turning over and over in my lower bunk, the sheet a tangle, the pillow so small, it does no good to try to punch or poke it into fullness. The men will snore. I will huddle down. I'm not afraid of these men. I'm afraid of myself. This wandering mind asking again and again and again, what purpose does this serve, this journey, this going and going and going on to the next? There is the girl who sat with her father decades ago, the green world atlas spread open across their laps, their fingers tracing rivers and highways and over blue oceans, saying the names of places, Buenos Aires, Czechoslovakia, Tanganyika. Did we say India? Did we say Kuala Lumpur? Did we say Nepal? There is the woman who lost her husband 4 years ago, lost being the word that takes the experience from him, the one who died, to her, the one who lost him. Lost is also the word she uses to describe herself, the word that sometimes literally describes her as she comes up from the metro, blinking in the light, unable to tell north from south, and even if she could, which direction should she take? There is the woman who wants to be home, what she's calling home now, home to America, home to California, home to San Francisco, a place yet to become home, but in her mind and in her plans, her next home, where she'll start a new life, where she'll settle down. Meantime, there's the woman en route, Paris to Frankfurt to Bombay, trying to sleep in her lower bunk, where the air is rank and the smell of stale alcohol and the snoring of strangers. And there is the woman at her kitchen table writing her memories on a hot August morning nearly 3 decades later and nearly 7 decades distant from the young girl and her father, the atlas open on their laps, their fingers tracing rivers and highways and over blue oceans.